What do you say to someone whose loved one has passed on before them into glory? Mr. Showalter said, we're leaning on the everlasting arms. Hear the story in today's episode of Heritage Hymns.
Welcome to the Heritage Hymns broadcast with our speaker, Daniel Cox. Join us as we travel back in time to learn of the great songwriters and the stories that they told us through music. Stay tuned at the end of this broadcast for more information. But for now, here's Pastor Cox.
There was a time in America when only those who could afford private music lessons were able to sing by music. In America's small and rural churches, few songbooks could be found, and churchgoers depended on song leaders to set the tune of the hymn and call out the words line by line while the congregations sang after them. Eventually, through the persistence of men like Lowell Mason, music became an official subject in the schools. Songbooks were published, and trained music masters were sent into rural America to teach people how to sing. Professor Anthony J. Showalter was one such music master, who was born on May the 1st, 1858, in Cherry Grove, Virginia, and died September 14, 1924, in Chattanooga, Tennessee. In 1887, Mr. Showalter's music ministry led him to a small church in Hartsville, Alabama. It was here that the Lord would inspire him to write one of our most beloved hymns. When Mr. Showalter returned to his boarding house room one night, two letters awaited him. Both were from former students in South Carolina, and both told of the recent loss of their wives. Seeking to comfort his friends and former pupils through a written letter, he took the wonderful words of God as his script. Going to Deuteronomy 33:27, Showalter ended both letters with this expression, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." And as is often the case, Showalter's own written sermon penetrated his own heart. This verse could not escape him. He thought, "Oh, how we ought to lean upon the everlasting arms of God." Immediately, the melody of the song and the words of the chorus came flooding to his heart. But the stanzas were not so easily formed. Within days, Showalter, then 29, wrote Elisha Hoffman. Hoffman was prolific in the writing of hymns, and to his credit were songs like What a Wonderful Savior, Are You Washed in the Blood, Glory to His Name, I Must Tell Jesus, and Is Your All on the Altar Laid. Hoffman's stanzas paired perfectly with Showalter's chorus. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, and what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. A song of happiness and hope was born out of news from a far country. But as the scripture reminds us, as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. The bad news was death, but the good news was that we in all of our experiences and trials can learn to lean upon the everlasting arms of Almighty God. Just maybe we as preachers, teachers, or musicians today need to heed the counsel we provide to our pupils. Even in our adverse circumstances, we are learning each day to lean upon Almighty God. What a song, what a Savior, and oh, what a heritage of hymns.
Leaning on the everlasting and secure from all alarms leaning on the everlasting arms.
If you enjoyed the broadcast and would like to access more information regarding the music ministry, please visit heritagehymns.info or pastordanielcox.com. God bless you, and thanks for listening.